Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Kings chapter 5, the verses 9 to 19a. 2 Kings chapter 5, the verses 9 to 19a. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot, and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, 'Wash and be cleansed'?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant." The prophet answered, "As surely as the Lord lives whom I serve, I will not accept a thing." And even though Naaman urged him, he refused. "If you will not," said Naaman, "please let me, your servant, be given as much earth as a pair of mules can carry. For your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other god but the Lord. But may the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down and he is leaning on my arm, and I have to bow there also, when I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive your servant for this. Go in peace," Elisha said. My theme for reflection is the humility of healing. The humility of healing. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9 to 19a, we continue with the story of Naaman, a powerful Syrian commander seeking healing from his leprosy. Despite his status and expectations, he is met not by a grand display, but by a simple instruction from the prophet Elisha to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. Naaman's initial reaction is one of anger and pride. He expected something more befitting of his statue, of his statue, something dramatic or prestigious. Yet God's method of healing was simple, almost humbling. This passage reminds us that God's ways often challenge our expectations and pride. Naaman's journey is one of surrendering his own understanding and humbling himself to receive God's grace. It teaches us that healing, both physical and spiritual, doesn't always come through grand gestures, but often through simple acts of faith and obedience. God does not cater to our pride or social status. Rather, he reaches out to us in our deepest need, calling us to trust him in the simplicity of his commands. My dear friends, today many of us, like Naaman, might expect God to work in ways that align with our own desires or understanding. We might be tempted to overlook the simplicity of his guidance or the quiet ways he calls us to change. This story challenges us to embrace humility, to let go of our preconceived notions, and to trust in the simplicity and power of God's word. The true test of faith often lies in our willingness to obey, even when the instructions seem too simple or beneath us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you struggle with pride or preconceived expectations of how God should act? How might God be calling you to a simpler, more humble form of obedience? Number two, when has God used simple or unexpected means to bring healing, guidance, or blessing into your life? How did you respond? And what did you learn from that experience? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Naaman and the lesson of humility it teaches us. Help us to surrender our pride and to embrace the simple yet profound ways you work in our lives. Grant us the faith to obey your word, even when it challenges our understanding. May we learn to see your hand in the ordinary and trust in your wisdom over our own. We pray for hearts that are open to your guidance and for the grace to follow wherever you lead. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.